So we're doing Megillah. We're up to Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We saw Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What's meant when we discuss Parsha Shkolim? What is Parsha Shkolim? And the conclusion seems to be Tanya Kavose de Shmuel, just above the airplane. We have a brisa like Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliot b'Shabbat. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Korin Kitisa. We read Kitiso Maftirin Bihoyada Kohen. So that seems to be pretty clear. Like Shmuel, who said that Parsha Shkolim is Kisiso. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Yitzchak the blacksmith taught. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliot b'Shabbat. You got it? Right near the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rosh Chodesh Adar, you got it? Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliot b'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Motzein Shalosh Torot, we take out three Sefer Toros, V'Korin Behen, Echad B'Inyano Shel Yom. One Sefer Torah, we read the reading of the day. V'Echad B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. And one Sefer Torah, we read the special reading of Rosh Chodesh. V'Echad B'Kitisa. And one Sefer Torah, we read the laning of Kisisa. And this is what we do. It's an unusual Shabbos that we take out three Sefer Torah. It can only happen in certain circumstances. And this is one of them. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So you have Shabbos laning, you have Rosh Chodesh laning, and you have Parsha Shkolim laning. Remember, we said we read Shkolim to remind the people to donate the Shkolim, the new coins, for the sacrifices of the new year, which begins in Nisan.
The
Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rav Yitzchak the blacksmith taught, Rosh Chodesh Teveit Shechaliot B'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, so Rosh Chodesh Teves is still Chanukah. We have 8 days of Hanukkah, which conclude on the first or second of Teves, second or third. So, Mevi'in Shalosh Torot, we again take out three Sefer Torah, V'Korin Ben, and again we read Echad B'Inyano Shel Yom. One Sefer Torah, we read the laning of that Shabbos. V'Echad B'Drosh Chodesh. One Sefer Torah, we read the Rosh Chodesh laning. V'Echad B'Chanukah. And one of them, we read the laning of Chanukah. V'Tzricha, and I need both of these quotes. D'itma B'ha. Had I had only one quote, I would have said, Behaka Amar Rav Yitzchak, only with regard to this, with regard to Chanukah, does Rav Yitzchak say that he needs three Sefer Torah? Aval Behach, but when it comes to Parsha Shkolim, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, I would have said, Ki Rav Svirelei, maybe he holds like Rav, Amar Pashat Shkolim et Korbani Lachmi, Rav holds that the Parsha of Shkolim is the same leaning as Rosh Chodesh, et Korbani Lachmi. So if it's the same laning as Rosh Chodesh, uvishtei torot tzagi, then it's enough to have two Sefer Torah. One for the laning of Shabbos, one for the laning of Rosh Chodesh, which is synonymous with the Shkolim laning according to Rav. So kamash malam, that's why I needed this quote to teach me that Rav Yitzchak Nafcha holds like Shmuel that the Shkolim laning is not like the Rosh Chodesh laning. The words, which words do we read? Which parsha do you read? Rav held that the parsha you read on Parsha Shkolim is the parsha of the regular Rosh Chodesh reading. So then why doesn't he just tell me to read the laning of Shkolim, that on Shkolim you'll have three, and then I shouldn't need the quote that on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh Tevis I need three? Says the Gemara, you're right. Technically he only said one, and Chada Michlal Chaverta Itmar. Really the other one was derived from this one. He only said it with regard to Purim, to Shkolim. And it was derived that if that's what he holds by Shkolim, then obviously he also holds it by Chanukah, and we quote it in his name. But really, he only said it once. He only said it with regard to the reading of Shkolim. I don't know. Tosfos. Ve'im toma umanda ma mechlala amay amra. So then why does it bother saying it? See, Rabbi Yehuda over here had in mind Tosus's question. Being that we know the other one, isn't it obvious? We could say that the one who quoted it was saying it in Rav's territory. In that territory, they thought you only take out two Sefer Torah because Rav holds that when Rosh Chodesh, the Shkolim laning equals the Rosh Chodesh laning. They didn't know the other quarter of Yitzchak. That's why you had to tell me the other quote, that there is a case where you take out three Sefer Torah. Because in Rav's territory, you didn't do it on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yeah?
Okay, so but you have to put in the Gemara. I mean, I understand that that might have happened.
That's a good question. Why'd the Gemara bother quoting it? That's a good question. Okay. Itma. We have another halachic quote. Rosh Chodesh Tevet shechal liot bechol. If Rosh Chodesh Tevet falls out on a weekday, Amar Yitzchak. So here again, it's probably a quote of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Karut lata b'Rosh Chodesh v'chad b'Chanukah. You read three in Rosh Chodesh and one in Chanukah. Rav Dimi Dimi Chayfa Amar Karut lata b'Chanukah v'chad b'Rosh Chodesh. You read three aliyas with the Chanukah leaning and one aliyah with Rosh Chodesh leaning. Amar Rav Mani, Kavtei Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistabra. Rav Mani says it makes sense to go like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, that when you have Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh, you read three aliyos from Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah. The Tadir Sheinot Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We have a rule that's derived from a pasuk, that when it comes to korbanos, to sacrifices, Tadir Sheinot Tadir, Tadir Kodem. There's a chapter in Zvachim that focuses on this point, Kol HaTadir Mechavero, whatever has greater frequency than the other, Kodem Et Chavero, comes before the other one. Whatever has greater frequency, if I have two things, which will come first? The one that has greater frequency. That's called tadil v'sheinot tadil. What has frequency and what does not have frequency, tadil kodem. The one with frequency precedes. This is a halachic concept. Amar Rav Avin, kavtei de Rav Dimi mistabra. Rav Avin says the other way. It makes sense to me to go like Rav Dimi, that you read three aliyos from the Chanukah leining and one from the Rosh Chodesh leining. Migaram l'arvishayavo. Why do you read a fourth aliyah altogether? On Chanukah you only read three aliyahs. How come you have a fourth aliyah? Because of Rosh Chodesh. Hirkach aviv Rosh Chodesh. Then it makes sense that that fourth aliyah will be Rosh Chodesh reading. Hirkach aviv Rosh Chodesh by mikri. You got to read the fourth aliyah from Rosh Chodesh reading. My Haviala, okay, what turns out from this whole discussion? Rav Yosef Amar, Ein Mashkichin B'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says, we don't worry about to do Rosh Chodesh altogether. V'Rav Amar, Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. And Rabbah says, we don't worry about Chanukah. We don't make that the main reading. Ein Mashkichin means I'm not worried about that one to be the prime reading. The Hilchitan, Halacha is, Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. We don't take note of Chanukah. The prime reading is Rosh Chodesh, V'Rosh Chodesh Ikal. If I didn't have this v'hilchaso, who would the halacha be like? So ordinarily, Rav Yosef and Rabba. Rav Yosef, okay, so we'll discuss that. Rabba and Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba, except for certain circumstances. That's what Tosus is bothered. Why did the Gemara have to tell me a bottom line? Without the Gemara's v'hilchaso, I could have figured it out because I have a rule. That whenever I have Rabba and Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba, except for certain exceptions. So the Gemara says, because, so Tosa says, because there are other Amoraim in the picture. When do I say this? Only when it's Rabba and Rav Yosef alone. But when there are others in the picture, then I don't know who to go like. Okay? Itma. I have another halachic quote. Chaliot bevatat tetzaveh. If it falls out on Parshas Tetzaveh. Amar Vitzrak Nafcha, Karushita Mevata Tetzave Ad Kitisa, Vechad Mekitisa Ad Vasita. So Vitzrak Nafcha says, the order of the Parshias is Tetzave and then Kisisa. So if you're going to read Tetzave, and then for Parshias Shkolim, you'll add an aliyah from Kisisa, people won't notice that you added a special reading of Shkolim, because that's a natural continuum. After Tetzave comes Kisisa. So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says you read six aliyahs from Tetzaveh and one in Kisisa. Amar Abaye. Now we're up to Lamed Amud Aleph. Amre Ukmei Hadeka Mukmei Hatam. People are going to think that you just didn't finish the parsha reading. You're continuing to read straight. You didn't gain anything. El Amar Abaye, but rather Abaye says, Karushita Mevatat Tetzaveh Ad Vasita. rather Abaye says you read six aliyos going into Sheni of Kisisa. You end Parsha Tetzaveh reading in Sheni of Kisisa. Ve'chad tani ve'kali mikitisad ve'asita. And then Shvi repeats that aliyah of Kisisa, and then people will take note. Okay. Meitive, I'll ask you a question. Chal liyot b'parsha asmucha la ben milfaneh ben milachreha. You read it and repeat it. If it falls out on the parsha that's adjacent to Shkolim, then you read it and repeat it. So that makes sense the way Abaye explains it. You read into Kisisa, and then you repeat that parsha of Kisisa. But as Rav Yitzchak Nafcha make that work? We have a brisa that says, we saw it on the last page, that if it's the adjacent parsha, so the natural reading runs into the reading of Shkolim, of Kisisa, so then the way to do it that people notice you're reading a special parsha is read it and repeat it a second time. Well, that's not what Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said. Amar lach Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha would answer you, v'Abaye minicha, does it really work according to Abaye's opinion? Teinach lefanea. I understand. According to Abaye, it only works well when the parsha reading is Tetzaveh, is the parsha beforehand. But what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said if it's the parsha beforehand or the parsha afterwards, you read it and repeat. Well, reading and repeating only works according to Abaye when it's the parsha beforehand. So you read, and you read through Kisisa and then repeat it. What does Abaye do with a case where it's the parsha afterwards? How does it work if it's the parsha afterwards? But what are you going to have to say? What it means to say is you'll read Kisisa and it's a double reading of Kisisa because you just read it last week. So then to double it up doesn't have to mean I double it up right now. To double it up even according to Abaye could mean, well, you read it last week and if you're reading it again this week, that's called doubling it up. So then according to me, that's also the interpretation. Hachanamis, then according to me also, I say, well, if it falls out into Tetzaveh, so you read Parshas Tetzaveh, and then for Maftir you read the first Aliyah of Kisisa, and that's called doubling it, because next week you'll read the whole Parshas Kisisa anyways. So that works according to my interpretation too. Hachanami kofla b'Shabbatot, doubling it up simply means you end up reading it twice, once this Shabbos and one next Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara leaves that. We don't have a proof either way. Let's say Parsha Shkolim falls out the same week as Kisisa. So it means the reading of the week is Kisisa, and I'm supposed to add reading of Kisisa for Shkolim. How do you do that? Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Karushita min vasita ad vayakel. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says you skip. You start reading Parshas Kisisa from Sheni onward. What do you have to do? You need to read the first Aliyah's Parshas Shkolim. So what you do is you start from Sheni, read the whole Parsha. When you end the Parsha, you go back and read the first Aliyah. Everyone will notice, this is in honor of Shkolim. That's the reading of this week. Yeah, but I read it out of order. So that's the way I get everyone to know. And then one Aliyah goes back and reads that first Aliyah. Matkifla Abaye, Abaye attacks. Hashtamri lemafeo dekari. Abaye says, people won't realize it's Shkolim. People will say, oh, the Balkori started from Shani, now he's catching up, he's filling in what he skipped, he's reading out of order. People aren't going to realize that it's because it's Parshas Shkolim that you did that. El Amar Abaye, but rather Abaye says, here's what you do. Karishita ad vayakel. You read the whole Parsha in order. Lechad tani vekari mikitisan. Then after you finish reading the whole Parsha from beginning to end, then you repeat the first Aliyah, and that's the reading of Parsha Shkolim. People will realize, why did he go back to the beginning of the Parsha after he finished it? Why did he repeat that Aliyah? Must be, it's because it's Parsha Shkolim. Tanya kavteid Abaye, we have a brisa like Abaye, chaliot bekitisa atzma, korinota vekofelinota. If Shkolim falls out on Parsha Kisisa, you read the whole Parsha, and then you repeat that Aliyah. Okay. How with me are you? We've been better. Okay.
Technically here, but I'm jumping in the middle of stuff. But also, okay. I don't understand why they weren't able to make announcements during their reading then. Isn't that easier?
Maybe. I don't know why they didn't do that. I don't know. Maybe they did. But then he's saying, so why isn't that enough? Why do you need all of these signs? People are walking in and walking out.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
People are... Yeah. It comes at the end, I
I don't know.
No, they realize it's stopped anymore.
Actually, the question is, how often does this happen in Jewish
calendar? Today, it doesn't happen. I mean, that it falls out on Tetzaveh could happen. That it falls out on Kisisa, I don't think it happened according to our calendar today, though it's set up. I don't think so.
I never heard anything like this happening nowadays in order like locking the way.
Right. We set up the calendar differently. Now our calendar is on autopilot. It's not like we sanctify the moon based on witnesses and stuff. So our calendar's on autopilot and our parshas are on autopilot. Everything's set up.
Yeah, but it's as good as it can get. Meaning this would only happen then if it was a mistake.
Not necessarily, no. There are a lot of things that we don't have today. You don't have a Tisha B'Av on a Friday either. In the Gemara's time, you had Tisha B'Av on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
Starting on Friday, are you going to Shabbat? Or?
No. On Friday. On Shabbos, we do have Tisha B'Av. We have a Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos and is pushed off for Sunday. Right. But they had Tisha B'Av on Friday, too. We set up our calendar so certain things can't happen. Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Really? They set that up
to Afghan? Mm-hmm. Okay. Chaliyot betoch ha-Shabbat makdimin le-Shabbat she'avra. We said if Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, then we read Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Itma, Rosh Chodesh adar shchaliyot be'erev Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday on Erev Shabbos, Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says we read Shkolim earlier, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. V'Shmuel Amar Me'achrin, and Shmuel says we read Shkolim the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Rav Amar Makdimin, Dinken Batzelu Yomei Shulchanot. Rav says you read Shkolim a Shabbos earlier, you read Kisis of the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, because if you do it after Rosh Chodesh, so then the tables that collect the donations, they end up missing out on days. We said the whole reason we want people aware of Rosh Chodesh coming is that people have 2 weeks to give donations before the 15th of Adar. Well, if you're going to read the reading of Shkolim only after Rosh Chodesh, you're missing some of the days. V'Shmuel Amar Me'achrin, Shmuel says, you push off reading Shkolim to the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, Amar Lach, Sof Sof, Chameis Ab Male Shabta Mikdav Shulchanot Lo Nafkei Ad Chad B'Shabta. He said, what do you mean? What are you really missing? You want a warning before you set out the tables? When are you setting out the tables? On the 15th. The 15th falls out when? On a Friday. Just like Rosh Chodesh fell out on a Friday. Well, on a Friday, no one's putting out tables. They only put out tables on Sunday anyways. So from Shabbos till Sunday, you have your 2 weeks. So that's why it's the 15th falls out on a Shabbos. On Shabbos, no one's setting out the tables. And if you're not setting out the tables, so from Shabbos till when you set out the tables on Sunday, which will end up being the 16th, you have your 2 weeks. Hilkach Machin. That's why Shmuel says you push off the reading of Shkolim. Tanan, Chaliot, Betocha Shabbat Makdimin Shavar. Our Mishnah says, if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, you read Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Umafsikin Shabbat Achet, and then the next Shabbos, you have no special reading. Ma'ilav, Afilu Be'erev Shabbat. Don't we understand the Mishnah to mean any day of the week that Rosh Chodesh falls out, even on a Friday? Even then, you would read Shkolim the Shabbos beforehand? Lo, says the Gemara, no. It's talking about B'toch HaShabbat Davka, specifically in the middle of the week. But if it were on a Friday, then maybe even the Mishnah holds, you would read it on the following Shabbos. Tashma, come here, another proof. Ezui Shabbat Rishona, what's considered the first Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot B'tocha. Whenever, whatever week Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in. Vafilu Be'er Shabbat, even on a Friday. Ma'ilav Vafilu Be'er Shabbat, Dumya Ditocha, Matocha Makdimin, Afer Shabbat Makdimin. Doesn't the Braisa mean to say that a Friday is like any other day, in that just like any other day, you read the Shkolim on the Shabbos that precedes it, so too on a Friday, you read Shkolim on the Shabbos that precedes it? Amar Shmuel, Va. Shmuel says, Bitocha means in the middle of the week. It doesn't mean on a Friday. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday, then really, you read the Shkolim on the Shabbos after, just like I said. The Braisa says that if Rosh Chodesh falls in that week, well, it means in the middle of the week. It doesn't mean Friday. in the week means any day but Friday. And this is in the Academy of Shmuel. They had the following Tosefta that they had on their tradition. Ba, specifically in the week. They had a tradition that doesn't say Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot Bitocha, like it says in our Gemara, but rather Ba, in the middle. Or, I'm sorry, they read it to mean as Ba, meaning if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on that Shabbos itself. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not Ba in the middle, but rather Ba in the Shabbos itself. I'm sorry. Again, so the Braisa says, what's the first week, any week, that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in it? And that would seem to include Erev Shabbos. So the Shmuel says, no. What the Braisa means to say is, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the Shabbos itself, not in the week of that Shabbos, but on the Shabbos itself, and that's a tradition they had, that it means Ba, it means on the Shabbos itself. That's how they had the version of the Braisa. Kitanai, just like the following Machlokes Tanoim. Misargin l'Shabbatot Ivrei Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, you have pauses in the Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday, so then you have a Shabbos beforehand that you read Shkalim. And then you have Shabbos that you have nothing. And then the third Shabbos you read Zohar. So you have Misargin, you have on-off. One Shabbos, yeah, you alternate. One Shabbos you read a special reading, one Shabbos not, then another Shabbos, yeah. That's Rav Yehuda Anasi's opinion. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, en Misargin, you don't alternate. How so? Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, ein matay ni omer en Misargin, when do I say you don't alternate? Bizman shechaliot be'erev Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday, so then he's saying exactly like Shmuel. If it falls out on a Friday, you'll read it the Shabbos afterwards. And if you're reading at the Shabbos afterwards, then you won't have a Shabbos break in the middle. Aval bezman shechaliot betocha Shabbat, but if it falls out in the middle of the week, makdim mekoyim Shabbat shavra, then I also agree you read it on the Shabbos earlier. Aval pishu Shvat, even though you end up reading Parsha Shkolim in Shvat. So then we have a braisa like Shmuel. So we have here machlokis Rav and Shmuel. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday? Do we proceed and read Shkolim the Shabbos earlier? Or do we read it the Shabbos that's a day after Rosh Chodesh? Rav says we proceed. Shmuel says we do not. Rav and Shmuel, who's the halacha going to be like? Right? Rav, when it comes to Isurin, the halacha is like Rav. Only in monetary matters is the halacha like Shmuel.
How do you translate Isurin?
Good question. All prohibitive matters. Prohibitive, obligatory. Right. It's more encompassing than that. Right.
Seems like the rest, really.
More or less, yeah. We said the second week we read Parsha Zohar, right? So we said the first Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh we read Shkolim to remind people that the donations are coming up for the new offerings. Then the Shabbos, the second Shabbos of the month, that's the Shabbos before Purim, we read Zohar, the commandment to remember the fight against Amalek just before Purim. Itmau, we have the following quote. Purim shechaliot be'erev Shabbat. If Purim falls out on a Friday, Rav amar makdimin parshat Zohar. Same argument. Rav says, well, if it falls out on a Friday, then you read Zohar the Shabbos beforehand. The Shmuel amar, you guys know what he's going to say, same thing he said before. Nachim, Shmuel says, okay, read it the Shabbos that's the day after Purim. If Purim falls out on a Friday, in that case, you read Zohar after Purim. So the Gemara says, Rav amar makdimin, Rav says, we proceed to read Parsha Zohar the earlier Shabbos, keichid lo tikdom asiya lezchira, because we don't want that the commemoration will be after the action, meaning we commemorate the fight against Amalek, the Shabbos before the action of Purim, of everything that happened there. So that Purim is called asiya, the active reading of the Megillah, all the mitzvahs of Purim. The reading of Parsha Zohar is called Zechira. That's what's called Parsha Zohar. You remember what happened with Amalek. So Rav says you always read Parsha Zohar before Purim. Even if it falls out on a Friday, you always have to have the commemoration preceding the action, the Purim. The Shmuel amar me'achrin, and Shmuel says we delay, we read it on the Shabbos. Amalach, kevan deika mukafin de'avdi b'chameisar, being that there are the walled city, the walled cities that celebrate Purim on the 15th, sorry, asiyav ischira ba'de'adadi katyan. So then turns out that for those cities, you're commemorating on the same day that you're enacting Purim on the Shabbos. So that's enough for me, says Shmuel. Tanan, we have our Mishnah. Bashnia Zachor. On the second Shabbos, we read Zachor. So we understand this to mean, in the same case that the Mishnah began with, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you read Shkolim on that Shabbos. And then says on the second Shabbos, Zachor. So we understand that to mean that even though the 14th, Purim is going to be on Friday, you read Zachor on the second Shabbos, the Shabbos that precedes. So if that's pshat in the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is outright like Rav. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, so then Purim falls out on a Friday. And then Viktani, the Mishnah seems to say, in such a case, Bashnia Zachor, on the second Shabbos you read Zachor, that would be approved to Rav. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa answered, my Shnia, Shnia Lafsaka. Second Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean the second Shabbos, but it could mean the second Shabbos after you've taken a pause. The second reading you're going to have is the reading of Zachor. Tashma, come here, another proof. Ezo Shabbat Shnia, what's the second Shabbos that you'll read Zachor in? Kol Shechal Purim Liot Betocham, Vafilu Be'erv Shabbat. Whatever week Purim falls out on, that's when you read Zachor, even if it falls out on a Friday. Ma'ila Be'erv Shabbat Dumya Detocha. Doesn't the Brisa mean to say if Purim falls out on Friday, it's the same as if it would fall in the middle of the week? Matocha makdimin, just like if it falls in the middle of the week, we go early, we read Zachar, the Shabbos beforehand, Afer of Shabbat, so too if Purim falls out on Friday, makdimin, we proceed to read Zachar, the Shabbos beforehand, and that would be a proof against Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, ba. Shmuel says, no, that's not so. When the Brisa says, Kol shechal Purim liot bitocha v'afilu be'erv Shabbat, wherever Purim falls out, even on Friday, it means to say, if Purim falls out in it, is in the Shabbos itself. So then on that very Shabbos, you read Zachor, and also if it falls out on a Friday, you would read on that Shabbos that follows it, Zachor. Again, Shmuel interprets this brisa in accordance with his tradition, and that's the way Shmuel had a tradition that the Brisa literally says if Purim fell out in it. So Shmuel had a Brisa that says this. Now we know where he got his opinion from. If Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, so then Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said, "Ledivrei Hakol en makdimin." Everyone agrees that you don't read Zachar the Shabbos beforehand. If Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, so then there's no problem. You read Zachar then on that Shabbos itself. V'Rav Nachman amar, adayni machloket. Rav Nachman disagrees. He says they're still arguing. Even in this case, Rav would say, you read Zachar the Shabbos that precedes it. Itmanami, we have the following quote that goes in line with this. Ma'avchia b'Rav amar b'yaba amar Rav, Purim shechaliot b'Shabbat, makdim mekore b'Shabbat, she'avra Zachor. We have a quote in the name of Rav that he disagrees in this case as well. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, Rav says, we proceed and read Parsha Zachor in the Shabbos that precedes it. Okay, so that closes that. B'Shlishit Parah Aduma, the third Shabbos, we read Parshas Parah Aduma. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezri Shabbat Shlishit. How do you quantify, what's the third Shabbos that you read Parah Aduma? Kol she'smucha le'Purim acharei. So the Braisa says, the Shabbos that follows Purim. Itmar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina amar Shabbat asmucha l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We have a quote from Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina that gives us a different formula. He says it's the Shabbos that's adjacent to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now you understand, if Purim's on the 14th, you can easily have two Shabbos in between the 14th and the end of the month. Ve'lo pligi. The Gemara says they're not arguing these two quotes. How so? Hadik l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Shabbos, so then you have only one Shabbos in between Purim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you could call that Shabbos the Shabbos that follows Purim, or the Shabbos that's before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Shabbos. Hadigla b'emtzah Shabbat, that if it falls out in the middle of the week, everyone would agree, you go with the Shabbos that follows Purim. Because the Shabbos before Chodesh Nisan, you have to read Parshas HaChodesh. Okay. Let's try to get to the next two dots before we put. Bavi'i tachodesh hazeh lachem. On the fourth Shabbos, we read Parshas HaChodesh, we read the commandment that this month is the first month for you. Tanu Avanan, we have the following quote. Rosh Chodesh Adar shechal yot b'Shabbat, korin ki tisa. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so again, Rosh Chodesh Adar, before Rosh Chodesh Adar we have Parshas Shkalim, we have to remind people to bring their donations. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos itself? When do I remind people? When do I do Shkalim? So this price says, korin ki tisa. You read Shkolim on that Shabbos, Kisisa. Umaftirin biyoyada. You read the Haftarah that fits Shkolim about the donations that they made to revamp the first temple. Bezui Shabbat Rishona. What's considered the first Shabbos for our readings? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar liot betocha. Whatever week Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in, the Shabbos that precedes it is Shkolim. That's week number one. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos itself, so that Shabbos is number one. So far, so good. Yes? Are we all together?
Say again.
Yeah? If Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Saturday,
yeah.
So then that very day is the day that we read Shkalim. Okay. Now, if it falls out during the week, so then we go back to the Shabbat that precedes that Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
So that is all we saw so far. Clear? Sometimes if you talk in a more natural way, it is clearer. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Braisa says, whatever week Rosh Chodesh falls in, the preceding Shabbos is the Shabbos in which we read Shkalim. V'afidu be'ev Shabbat. And even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday, who is this Braisa going like? Rav. Rav said, even if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, we proceed and read the Shabbos beforehand. Okay. Bashniyah, the second Shabbos, what do we read? Zohar. We remember what happened with Amalek, because that's preceding Purim. Umaftirin, and our iftar is going to be Pakati. Hashem tells Shmuel, I remember what Amalek did, go tell King Saul to fight Amalek. That's the Haftarah of Parsha Zohar. Makes sense. Bezui Shabbat Shniyah, what's considered week number two, Kol Shchal Purim Neot Betocha. Whatever Shabbos is introducing the week in which we have Purim. V'afilu Be'er Shabbat, even if Purim falls out on a Friday, again, if we say Zohar is the Shabbos preceding Purim, even if Purim falls out on a Friday, whose opinion are we going with? Rav. Again, Rav is the one that says, I don't care if it's Friday. Whatever Shabbos precedes Purim, or whatever Shabbos precedes Rosh Chodesh, even if Rosh Chodesh or Purim are on a Friday, that Shabbos beforehand gets the special reading.
That's direct to the Mishnah.
Right, that seems to go most simply with our quote. Right. Beshlishit, the third Shabbos, Parah Aduma. We read the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. We want people to get ready with their purity for the month of Nisan for the Korban Pesach. Maftirin, and we read the Haftarah of the Zarakti Alechem. God says He will throw upon us the pure waters to purify us. Bezri Shabbat Shlishit, what's the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Acharah. Whatever is the week following Purim. The Shabbos following Purim. Barvi'it, the fourth Shabbos, we read a Chodesh Hazeh. This month is your first month. God gives us the mitzvah that Nisan is our first month. So we read that just before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That makes sense. Umaftirin, and we read the Haftarah, Koma Hashem Elokim, Barishon Ve'chad LaChodesh. We read the Haftarah about the commandment of the Paschal offering in the book of Ezekiel. Ve'ezri Shabbat Revi'it, what's called the fourth Shabbos, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liot Betocha, Ve'afilu Be'erev Shabbat. Whatever week Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in, even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Friday. And then we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, in a few minutes, B'chamishit Chozrin Le'chesidran. On the fifth Shabbos, you go back to your regular order, to be continued in a few minutes, Be'ezrat Hashem.